If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
And now the starting lineup for your Chicago Cubs.
Chicago Cubs baseball is on the air from Wrigley Field in Chicago.
Pitching this afternoon's ball game for the Cubs, number 16, Matthew Boyd.
Veteran left-hander Matthew Boyd going today. This would be his 11th Major League season, first obviously with the Cubs.
A lot of gratitude just to be part of this ball club, part of this franchise, be able to go pitch in Wrigley Field, you know, in front of these amazing fans and part of the history here. It's special, and it's something I don't take lightly.
Swing and a miss. Off-speed pitch got him. Tatis out on strikes. Not one of his better swings. One down.
Yeah, my grandfather would love this. Know what it meant to him. Know what it means to my dad. You know, just to put on this uniform.
Swing and a miss. Strike three. Good high fastball got him.
Getting to do that out there today and hear the fans, you know, get loud, and it's such an intimate setting. It's really special.
Strike three. Come on. Cronenworth out on strikes. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Boyd strikes out Machado.
So many different ways to get people out. He has so many different pitches. He's willing to throw anything at any time. And it's so impressive that he can execute a plethora of pitches no matter at what point in the game, no matter if there's people on. He's really good with the running game. He's just a true pro. And, you know, we're very glad that he's on our team and he takes the ball every fifth day.
Matthew Boyd with his second straight shutout performance run. Five innings against Arizona last Sunday. Six shutout innings against San Diego today.
That'll get it done.
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons on the Scoop.
A couple of starts, no runs have been given up by Matthew Boyd as the Cubs are in first place. They'll play on the Score tonight at 6:40, pregame at 6:05. With Zach Zabin. And now Matthew Boyd joins us here on the Circa Sports Illinois Hotline. Download the Circa app today. Matthew, first of all, thanks so much for joining us here on the show. Secondly, everyone is always looking for more pitching. Guys that eat innings. Guys that go out there and give you quality starts. With all the choices that were available to you, why was the Cubs your choice?
Well, guys, thank you for having me on. Yeah, when you don't often get to choose. I mean, a lot of the times, even when it is your chance to get to choose, your options are limited, right? But as you get to play, you know, Major League Baseball, and you travel around, and you know, you see environments like Wrigley Field, and you hear about players who play in organizations, and you play, like, you hear about guys that play like in for the Cubs, and you hear about how highly they speak of it. And, you know, for me, there was always a personal connection to the Cubs. I just loved, my grandfather was a diehard Cubs fan, and he, was just, I don't think I fully understand the depth of his love for the Cubs. But I started to, as I got older and older. And because of his love for the Cubs, I had a love for the, you know, a small love for the Cubs is kind of like, you know, my second team. And When they called in free agency, I was so excited, and it was one of those things where it was like I knew where I wanted to be, and I'm really thankful.
Had a chance to talk to you on Friday in the clubhouse, Matthew, and nice to talk to you about your dad who was there. Your father, Kurt, was there Friday. I've got to assume he was there Saturday when you pitched. What did that feel like to have your grandfather in your mind and on your heart and your dad in the house? And there you are making the first start, and it goes that beautifully with six shutout innings. It's unbelievable.
I'm grateful. You know, it was really special. I mean, the day before opening day, I was walking around the field with my dad. I showed him the clubhouse, and we got to walk on the field and, you know, walk around. He got to go touch the bricks and, you know, see the ivy up and close. And you could see the emotion kind of overwhelming. That was overwhelming to him. And his first words, he said, he goes, "Wow, what I would give to switch spots with my dad right now so he could witness this." And I say that I don't think I understood the gravity of it. Like I don't think I fully will, but you know, my dad does. And to see, I think anyone who knows, you have that love of family, and you know those people that you love, and you see what something means to them. I mean, playing for the Cubs will always be something that was a dream of mine, but to see it, to do it, and then have my dad have the emotions, and knowing that he has the emotions for his father, it's just something that I'm like, I've got chills kind of saying it. It's just really special. And again, I have a ton of gratitude to just wear this uniform.
It's a very interesting thing that happens to all of us, like as we get older, where maybe we see things that we didn't want to see or couldn't see when we were younger. You seem to have an appreciation for this that we don't ordinarily hear from current players. Like the way you're talking about it is how we usually hear it from guys that have retired and are looking back at it. Where does this come from, where you have decided that you're going to live in some of that joy towards the end of your career?
Well, last year I didn't get a job at the beginning of the year. I was rehabbing Tommy John surgery. I had a surgery before that for my flexor that, you know, we thought was going to fix the problem. And I just never really felt right after that to kind of sum things up quickly, you know? So I came off a bad year, and then, you know, it wasn't healthy. And then, you know, it was clear I needed Tommy John, and then, you know, wasn't able to get a big league deal. So, you know, last offseason, I had the perspective of watching from home, and it was one of those things where it's like, you never know if you're going to get an opportunity. And now my belief in what I know I could do never wavered. You know, I was like, if I get the chance to have a ball in my hand, I know exactly what I'm going to do, and I'm going to prepare like crazy. But I had to try out, essentially, and you never know if you're going to get that deal. So I'm grateful. I believe my best baseball is ahead of me. I believe that, you know, I have more than a couple of years left. I want to play, you know, much longer than that. I'd love to play into my 40s. I don't know if I'm going to be granted that opportunity, but I do have a ton of gratitude for where I am today, knowing that it all can be gone very fast. And to get to wear a baseball uniform, not to mention that Cubby blue with the pinstripes, man, it's something that, you know, I only could dream about as a kid. So, you know, that's kind of what plays into that.
Matthew Boyd came back with Cleveland last year in 8 outings, 39 and 2/3 innings, had a 2.72 ERA with 46 Ks, 13 walks, and it looks really, really good to start the season. I when you talk about what it means and like not fully grasping, and I'm thinking about your grandfather in 2016, it's like, we had the chance to be here and be doing shows during that whole season, and like, you know, and for the parade. And the story I'll always think about, Matthew, is like many people who said they went to their parents' grave and listened to the games on the score and the Cubs radio network at the grave of their parent or grandparent. You know, it's just unbelievable. So where was your grandfather? What was his 2016 win the World Series moment? Where was he?
Yeah. So he was in Medford, Oregon. That's where, you know, he grew up here in Chicago, was in the Navy for 30 years. And he, ended up laying roots down in Southern Oregon. And he was watching that game at home, and I was very bitter. We missed the playoffs by just a game in Detroit that year. So I'm at home watching our division rival Guardians, take on the Cubs. And I was at my parents' house with my wife, and we were watching the game with my dad, because obviously he's a Cubs fan too. And I just remember him, my dad, right when they got that final out, he called my grandpa on speakerphone, and my grandpa just, like, you could hear a man that didn't show emotion, and you could hear he wasn't saying anything. He was just, you could hear him trying to get some words out, but, like, wow, you could tell how much it meant to him. And, it was like, it was just cool to feel the joy for him, in that moment. So, definitely, now that I'm here, every time I get to walk out on that field, he's on my mind.
Amazing. Is it true that when he would call you after your starts for Detroit, he would end up wanting to talk Cubs with you? Is that true?
Yeah, I could tell the mood he was in if the Cubs won or lost that day, and if I had a bad game, it'd usually be, well, what Kyle Hendricks and John Lester do. I'm like, thanks, Grandpa. I play against them. I appreciate that. He was that kind of Chicago fan, he was all about it. And it was like that with the Bears and the Blackhawks too. So, he was, I didn't really understand it fully. Now that I'm out here and I'm getting to know more and more people out here, it makes more and more sense. And it's like, I'm just grateful I get to be, part of this now. So, it's something special, and I'm very, very thankful for it.
Matthew, I appreciate the fact that you're not allowing this to be a pressure, that you're kind of running towards it. And there are a lot of people, because of Wrigley Field and Cubs fandom and what you experience inside your family, there'd be a lot of players who are like, maybe I'll just go play for the Rangers instead. But I like that you're running toward this. Just you wait, man. When the weather gets nice and you guys are good, oh boy, is it going to be a lot of fun over there at Wrigley Field.
Yeah, I've seen it from the other dugout, and it's something really, really special, So it's something that it's, you can already feel it now. It felt like it was freezing last night, and I couldn't believe how many people were here and how loud they were getting. So it was, us as players, we're grateful for that energy, and we're grateful to, be part of this, this giant Chicago family,
Cool. Justin Steele was awesome last night. You said that you ended up watching a lot of Shota Imanaga and Justin Steele last year. That's interesting. Mm-hmm. So from afar, what did you like about watching those two lefties who do it differently than mm-hmm. you, but both lefties at Wrigley now?
Yeah, no. So I've watched Steele since he kind of came in the league, and he's a guy that rides a fastball up in the zone, the lefty that rides a fastball up in the zone. And Shota is a low release guy that kind of does a similar thing too. So obviously Steely was out for some of the early part of the year, but like I was at home, right? I was doing rehab and I was, helping homeschool the kids in the mornings with my wife. And then I'd go get my work done and do my rehab and throwing and workouts, and then come home and coach softball and t-ball for my sons. And during the day, I'd just be watching different guys, usually as many lefties as I could, just trying to stay and keep my mind there, and so Shota and Steely, were guys that I just really enjoy watching. And it was really fun to watch what Shota did last year and with, dominate with, his stuff and his uniqueness. And for me, we have similarities, but we also have, we're also very unique in our own way. So if there's always something to glean from that, and, getting to be in a rotation with lefties like those guys, it's something that every day, whether you watch them attack a game or attack their bullpen work in between their starts, there's always something to learn. And I know it makes me a better pitcher.
There's some commonalities.
I'm 34 years old, but mm-hmm. I'm always learning.
Some commonalities maybe with Shota, like he's a fly ball guy. People were afraid that he was going to give up a lot of homers in MLB, but he hasn't. And you've got mm-hmm. some fly ball tendencies, but maybe Wrigley's not the worst place for that in some ways. We used to think of it that way.
No, and I think fly balls aren't bad as long as you're limiting the hard contact, right? It's, you know, the game is the play. You know, you got to change speeds. You got to play east, west, north, south, and front to back. And as a pitcher, and if I can just, you know, and this is what Schroeder does really well. If you can make their get a hitter off of their A swing and make them slow down their barrel a little bit, whether that's a ground ball or a pop up or a weak fly ball, you've done your job as a pitcher. And I think, you know, it speaks to what Schroeder has done, and you know, a reason why he's had so much success right now, like in you know, in the big leagues, is his ability to do that, right? And it's really fun to watch.
Matthew, thank you so much for your time, man. We know that you got pregame stuff to do, and we appreciate you jumping on the phone with us. This was absolutely delightful, and we wish you continued health and continued success.
Hey, thank you guys for having me on. Look forward to doing it again.
Thanks, Matthew. It's Matthew Boyd.
Your new favorite Cub.
Yeah, man. Jeez. I knew we needed to talk to that guy.
Jeez. Like, look, Speaks, how many interviews do we do with guys where just by the nature of what it is that they do, they're over it. Like, they're over all the stuff that we romanticize about.
Mm-hmm.
This guy is leaning into it.
Big time. And because he was feeling it last year, he didn't think he was going to get a shot again. What did he say? He was coaching softball. He was, you know, doing errands around the house and then watching baseball and hoping he gets another shot. And he got another shot. And I love him thinking that his best baseball is in front of him. At 34, that has always been a legit arm with legit stuff. Was talking to Eno Saris yesterday, or on Sunday, from The Athletic. And he brought up Boyd unsolicited. He's like, ooh, they might have found something with Boyd. And he brought up the fly ball thing that I mentioned to him. But said that Boyd is one of those guys who goes slow, slower, slowest. He throws like slider, changeup, curve. And then, oh, there's a fastball at 94, which feels like 99. So he knows what he's doing as a pitcher. If you're somebody who loves pitchers who really think about it, you'll dig him. And then if you're somebody who loves the ballpark and loves the familial connection and the generational connection, how do you not love that guy?
And that's just over 900 innings on a starter's arm in 10 years.
Yeah.
That's fresh.
Yeah, there's theoretically a lot of miles left there. Just had Tommy John, and we all know it could happen again. It can blow up at any time.
He could also change what type of pitcher he is. You know what I mean?
Could have learned something in the rehab.
Or how he's used going forward if he wants to keep pitching.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it being more of a specialist. He could do that, you know, if he wants to continue pitching into his 40s. I love hearing that. You know,
he's comfortable in his skin and leaning into it, to your point, man.
It's fun.
I love the image of Grandpa calling up after, like, Grandpa, I just went 6 1/3 against the Guardians.
Have
I had a pretty good day.
Have you pitched against Chris Bryant?
Yeah. Did you see what my Cubs did? Yeah, whatever, Grandpa. Cram it. All right? I'm not so interested. Amazing.
They're building they built a group of guys that make it very easy to root for them.
Yeah, I got to tell you, like, there was a moment talking to him, because I knew about his dad and his grandpa, so we talked about that. And then I can't remember if I said this to you yesterday. I don't think so. I think I might have said it on Sunday. I was talking to him about my dad, because, like, when I brought my dad to the World Series in 2016 at Wrigley, and it was his first ever World Series game, and he was 83 at the time, and I had to hold his arm to make sure that he was stable as we walked in. And we got to the seats, and he was looking around like a kid at a candy store. And I realized that he had walked me in that way. Like, I broke down. So, like, here, I was talking with Matthew Boyd about that, because he was just standing there. And he said to me at the end, he said, thanks for sharing that with me, man. Thanks for sharing that with me. Like, we had a genuine moment. And I could tell, like, all right, this dude was actually listening. I like listening to him. Let's talk to that man on the radio. I mean,
and he said he'll come back on the show.
He volunteered it.
Which is, you know,
looking forward to doing it again.
That's a big deal for us.
Yeah, there's a lot of pitching we could talk. That guy's been around. He knows stuff. Different organizations, different ways to do it. How about him dissecting Shota and Steele? That's just scratching the surface.
I really like that, too, because sometimes in comps, you tend towards people that are a little bit more like you instead of being like, well, wait, maybe I should get more like them.
It's just watching more lefties.
And being able to look at two guys who do it differently, like he was saying, and then adding it to what makes you unique
I think is a very cool way to go about things.
Yeah, that's a really useful starting pitcher. If he can stay healthy, that's a guy who can be very, very good in this ballpark.
Let's not have anything happen to Matthew Boyd.
We must protect Matthew Boyd.
At all costs.
Yeah, we must.
At all costs. All right, let's take a break. When we come back, let's look. Jalen Johnson's our guy.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there are people who are probably a little surprised, Dustino, that he was at OTAs today. But he was there for a lot of reasons. And he also was behind the microphone talking about some things. Talking about some things that you had to live through last year. And he did as well. We'll let you hear from our guy, Jalen Johnson, next here on The Score.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.